We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline right now to connect with one of the regulars on this show, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanford, the work of this team is never done. A week goes by, and certainly the moves just keep on coming. They make a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. This isn't a headliner deal, but sending Emmanuel Acho to Philly to pick up a running back, Deion Lewis. I would say that when we started out this conversation of the offseason, we weren't thinking this team was going to make any moves for running backs, even for depth. But I think they've got a pretty interesting one here in Deion Lewis.
Well, I agree with you, Vic, because when you look at this kid, I mean, obviously we felt it was a good opportunity not only for him but for us also. And when you look at this kid, he was originally drafted, I think, in the fifth round by the Philadelphia Eagles. And Vic, it's not like, you know, he's played a little bit. I mean, he's appeared in 20-some regular season games. And, you look at his record, you're talking about a kid that went to Pitt, and Tony Dorsett, I mean, we all know who he is and what type of year he had at Pitt. But this kid, I mean, his rushing record was just unbelievable. I think he tied Dorsett for the school freshman record, but we're happy to have him. You know, you're exactly right. When you look at this football team, talking about our head coach, Chud, and you're talking about Banner and Lombardi, I mean, their work is never done. They're constantly doing things, and they're trying to improve this football team. But also with that move, we let, obviously, one of our linebackers go, Emmanuel, because, I think you and I talked about it already. It just wasn't a good fit for this football team with the new defense and things that we're trying to do this upcoming season.
Yeah, he didn't really have that physical prototype to fit in the linebacking core of a 3-4, but he'll hopefully, for his sake, have a chance to do so in the Eagles 4-3. But back to this move with Lewis, what's interesting to me is this is the choice of the folks in charge here. This is someone that Rob Chudzinski, that North Turner, that you mentioned Michael Lombardi. I mean, the people who are assembling this football team targeted, certainly Joe Banner, because he would have knowledge of this guy from Philadelphia, where Joe had been. And you're looking at defining the right backup piece to a Trent Richardson, the change-up option, the explosiveness that I think this guy can provide. Again, not a very big player who physically wouldn't, you'd look to have him back there to do much in the way of blocking, 5'8", 190 pounds. But when you think of what North Turner had in San Diego, when he's got a LaDainian Tomlinson as his main guy, but then he comes up with a Darren Sproles as a changeup, as an explosive changeup. I don't know that this guy will do what Sproles has done. He's done very little as a pro so far, but it's just intriguing to me that they target a guy like this, and to see the quote from Rob Chudzinski where he said he's a back who runs with very good quickness and vision.
Well, you know, he's intriguing to all of us, and you hit it right on the head. I mean, compared to Richardson, what we have now, and obviously we're looking for the right backup, but he's a change of pace back. I mean, you're right. He's not a very big guy. I think he's just about 5'8". If you ask Lewis, he'll tell you he's about 5'9", 5'10", which I don't blame him. I also inflated my height just a little bit. But, Vic, I also think it's a good pickup. I really do, because this kid have the potential, I think, to come in here and have a great year. And you know, a change of venue sometimes is really good for a football player. And hopefully that's the case with someone like Lewis, because, you know, this guy, I mean, when you look at what he did, obviously he hasn't played, really a lot in the pros. But when you look at what he's accomplished in the college ranks and how he's played, he's done a really good job. And hopefully he can come in here and turn exactly what he did in the college over into his pro career and be a good change of pace for Trent Richardson. Because, again, Trent is a horse, meaning he's going to carry the ball the majority of the time, but we also need that guy to come in and give him a break every now and then.
Hanford Dixon joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford, after 2 weeks of working in classroom, working in the weight room for the offseason conditioning program, the Browns now take to the field. That'll start this week with the drills that I guess you can, whatever you can do in the off season, which isn't a lot, but it does give this coaching staff and gives us a chance, the media, to look at what some of these players are like when they get out on the field. I imagine you're looking forward to that as well.
Oh, no question I am, Vic. That's always the exciting time because I, you know, you always take me back to when I was playing and, you know, me being a young kid and in that uniform, every opportunity that I had to get on the field and play, I really enjoyed it. And minicamp was one of those things. You know, I know what's funny, though, because when you look at certain guys of the media, I know they get all upset because they're only allowed to watch probably the first 30 minutes or only 30 minutes of the right. Practice. But, you know, it's a chance for guys to come around and build that rapport with everyone and with the football team. And it's something that we really missed on this football team, but we'll get a chance to get those sessions in. And obviously it's just a way to improve the football team, but I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see it. And then what's really, really good too, is after the draft, when you bring everyone in again, especially those new draft picks, and they can get a chance to stick their chest out a little bit. But this football team is really starting to take shape right now. But you're right about one thing: the work of those guys over there is never done. They're always moving, always trying to improve this football team.
Well, one particular thing I wanted to touch upon with you: we had Louis Cioffi on the show yesterday. He's the new defensive backs coach for the Browns. 19 years in coaching, and this guy is always looking for something to keep it fresh, always looking for different techniques. And for his guys, for those defensive backs, for the guys playing the position that you played in this league, one of the things he wants to focus on is ways to enhance their ability to make interceptions. And I don't know if you heard this before, but defensive backs aren't supposed to have the best hands, because if they if they did, they would be wide receivers. That's how the saying goes in football. Okay, and I know you're laughing about that, but here's the thing. He thinks through certain techniques that he would incorporate, like having them catch tennis balls, having them catch baseballs that are hit like pop flies, just using the ability to catch something smaller than a football to enhance focus, to enhance concentration, will ultimately lead to their doing a better job when the football is in their vicinity. And I think that's kind of an out-of-the-box way to look at it. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm laughing because I can't wait to tell him, you know, sure, all those things are good, but there's a reason why, just like what you said, they're playing defensive back and not wide receiver. Because Let's just face it, we can't catch. I'm sure that will improve, though. But, you know, as defensive backs, we always want to come up with the interception because that is a big play. But a lot of times, you know, as long as we keep the wide receiver from making that catch or making that play on the ball, we're all so happy too. But it's funny, Vic, you hit it right on the head. That's why we play defensive back.
Yeah.
Because we can't catch like those wide receivers.
But what do you think of that? I mean, what do you think of trying to introduce those kinds of drills to these players?
I think it's great. I mean, I really think it's great. I think it's good because obviously a lack of concentration is part of it, because you tend to lose that, and putting in or implementing more drills, things to make the defensive backs better, make their hands better, make them come up with the interception, because obviously instead of knocking the ball down, if you can come up with that pick, that's a turnover, and that's giving the ball back to the offense. And as many chances that we can come up with those and do that, it's a chance for us to win. So I'm all for it, and I can't wait to look and see some of the drills that he's putting in.
Couple of interesting things to look for on the field as well in terms of performance. One would be Josh Gordon. When you think about a kid who had nothing in the way of off-season training last year, literally gets drafted in the supplemental draft in early July by the Browns, and a couple of weeks later, he's on the field. He is not in any physical condition for football. He's getting himself in shape literally through camp and into the season, and he certainly doesn't have the mental aspect of it, the classroom work that he's going through now. And I would think what he's experienced just these last 2 weeks and what he's going to experience beginning next week on the field and beyond is going to be a world of difference for this young man.
Well, no question. And as we, you hear me you hear me say it all the time, and everyone else hear me say it, talking about the difference a year will make. But we start to see some improvement with this kid. And you're right, just watching this kid getting there and just getting more knowledge and how the system and how everybody worked. And it's going to really help him, because let's face it, we're talking about a kid that hadn't played football in a while, and still we see the type of year and the ability that he has. So I just can't wait to watch him go through these drills and watch him get better, because he's a big target. I mean, he's a big target that can run, a target that can get away from the bump and run, and he can stretch the field. And that's what a quarterback like. He likes someone that could stretch the field and someone that obviously is a big target and can catch the football. And what a difference a year is going to make for this kid.
Another guy who should benefit by more experience, but also benefit by the changes happening around him, is Jordan Cameron, the tight end who now enters his third season with the Browns. But the Browns say goodbye to Ben Watson. They say goodbye to Alex Smith. And obviously the door is more wide open for this guy to do something, to earn his way into a more prominent role. Now, they added Gary Barnage in free agency. They added Kellen Davis in free agency. So there is competition. He's got to show that he can earn the job and be the starter. But I'm thinking with another guy who should be motivated for the work he's doing this offseason and what he'll do on that field to try to show these coaches, to try to show Rob Chudzinski, who certainly knows a lot about the tight end position, having been one in college, North Turner valuing that position, and his new position coach, John Embry, the tight ends coach for the Browns, that he should be the man.
Well, Vic, you know what? You know, you always hate to see guys like Smith and Ben Watson, to see guys leave, because they were, you know, not only were they good tight ends, but they were good people. But we have to move on. And what's amazing to me is just to watch today how the tight end position has become more and more a bigger part of the game today. You got, obviously, when we had guys like Ozzie and guys like that, I mean, they were catching balls. They were catching a lot of balls, but not the way the tight ends are used today and the type of production that they are delivering on the football field. And I mean, they're becoming just like, I don't want to say as important, because they've always been as important as a wide receiver, but they use them more and more like the wide receiver today. And you have to have, now you can't really put those, it's tough to put those linebackers on those guys, because those tight ends, they're big, they can run, and they're fast, and they become a bigger part of the offense. So it's important for that position really to develop, because obviously it's going to be another weapon for our quarterback, talking about Brandon Wheaton, another weapon for him to have on the field. But again, this offense is I hope there's a lot of production, and I think it will be with our head coach, because you talked about his experience and obviously at the offensive position, but also our offensive coordinator talking about Norm Turner. And again, can't wait to get this whole thing started.
All right. Well, Hanford, we can't wait to see it and talk more about it next week. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, you know it, man. And you know, you and I, we will talk about it.
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.